Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation are cashews. Quick! Pick your favorite nut, and your children and spouse don't count. For me, it's the cashew. The cashew is one of America's most popular nuts, again, not counting your family and politicians. The seed is from a tropical evergreen plant and is related to the mango, pistachio, and surprise, surprise, poison ivy. The cashew nut grows in a hard shell with two layers. In between these layers is a black material called cardol. Cardol is very, very nasty and can cause blistering if you touch it to your skin, so obviously it's removed during the shelling process. And because of its presence, cashews are never sold in the shell. Raw cashews are difficult to find, but the roasted ones are all over the place. You can get them both salted and unsalted, whole or in pieces. If you're watching your fat intake, try the dry roasted kind. They have a lower fat content than really any other nut. Just remember, cashews are very perishable and they turn rancid very quickly, so my suggestion, eat as many as you can right away. If you choose the vacuum-packed jars or cans, it's better than the cellophane packaging, and it's best to store your cashews in a cool, dry place in an airtight container. At room temperature, they'll last a week or two. You can store them for up to 6 months in the refrigerator, and they can be frozen for up to a year. The following recipe is just outstanding. It pairs the cashew with a salad, sweet and crunchy and good for you. Real quick tip though, you can make cashew butter by processing it, and it's just as good as peanut butter. The pieces are less expensive than the whole cashews, and if you're making a dish where it doesn't matter what they look like, go for the pieces. A pound of cashews equals about 3.5 cups. An ounce of cashews is about 14 large, and 6.5 ounces, which is in a can, is usually about 1 1/3 cups. The recipe today is snow pea, cashew, and orange salad. You need 2 to 2.5 pounds of snow peas, trimmed and washed. You need 3 oranges, peeled and thinly sliced. And you need about 1.5 cups of cashews. For the dressing, you want 4 tablespoons of olive oil. You want 4 tablespoons of fresh orange juice. Use the fresh, don't use the concentrated. 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar or rice vinegar. 2 heaping tablespoons of chopped shallots or onions. Shallots are better, they're a little milder. About 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh thyme. About 1/2 tablespoon of chopped grated orange zest. Salt and pepper to taste. In a saucepan or large skillet, combine the snow peas with the water to cover. Bring to a boil and cook for just 1 or 2 minutes, just to blanch them. Take them out of the water and then rinse them very quickly with cold water. Drain them again, pat them between paper towels. Transfer the snow peas to a serving bowl, add the orange slices, and mix to combine. To make the dressing, combine all of the dressing ingredients into a bowl and whisk vigorously until it's completely emulsified. Toss the cashews on top of the oranges and snow peas, drizzle the dressing on top, and toss to combine. Serves 6 to 8. You can also shred romaine lettuce into this to extend it a little bit, and it will serve 8 to 10. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. In case you missed the recipe, head over to nipr.fm and click on the podcast for Slice of Life. You can always contact me at ezTlog@gmail.com. That's just Goltz backwards. And you can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.